Hey everyone, welcome to the PTSS Lab Research Podcast, where we discuss the 10-year RCMP study, part of Canada's federal framework on post-traumatic stress disorder. My name is Amanda, and today we're doing an overview of the study on trauma exposures among RCMP cadets during training. Joining me is Dr. Nicholas Carlton, a clinical psychology professor with expertise in psychological trauma among Canadian PSP. And lead researcher of the PTSS lab at the University of Regina.
Thanks for having me, Amanda. I'm excited to share some of our research.
It's great to have you, Nick. That being said, let's tackle some of the key points. So, can you tell me about the motivation behind this study? What prompted you to look specifically at trauma exposures among cadets during their training?
So, RCMP officers are frequently exposed to potentially traumatic events, also known as PPTEs, while on duty. Repeated exposures can lead to post-traumatic stress injuries, or PTSIs. While most research has focused on exposures during active service or over a lifetime prior to recruitment, little is known about exposures that happen during training. The current study was designed to understand the experiences of cadets during training to identify when career-related PPTE exposures begin and to explore ways to improve cadet safety and well-being during the cadet training program and service.
That's an important area to look into. Understanding when these exposures start could be key to designing preventative supports early on, rather than waiting until members are already serving. So, can you tell me how you conducted the research for this study?
We surveyed 449 cadets after they completed the CTP. They self-reported both PPTE exposures and mental health disorder symptoms, including PTSD, major depressive disorder, generalized anxiety disorder, social anxiety disorder, panic disorder, and alcohol use disorder.
So, what did the results show? Were many cadets reporting exposures during training? And what kinds of events stood out?
Most participants reported no PPTE exposures during training. Among those who did, the most frequent exposures were serious transportation accidents, physical assault, and sudden accidental death. Some cadets reported direct exposure to physical assault, sexual assault, and serious transportation accidents, with some gender-based differences in these experiences. The total number of PPTE types reported during the CTP was linked to a higher risk for mental health disorders and showed positive associations with symptoms of PTSD, MDD, and GAD.
That's quite revealing. It shows that even within the structured environment of training, exposures to traumatic events can occur and that they already carry measurable mental health risks. So, how do these findings help shape the direction of future research and practice?
The results provide novel evidence that cadets can begin accumulating PPTE exposures as early as training. These exposures increase the risk of mental health challenges and highlight the importance of developing strategies to protect cadet well-being during training. Long-term, this evidence can help inform supports to mitigate mental health challenges during training and throughout their careers.
Those are some very important findings. It really underscores the need to think about mental health protection as starting on day one, and not just after cadets transition into active duty. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Nick, and for helping us better understand the prevalence of trauma exposures among cadets during the CTP.
Thank you, Amanda. It was a pleasure to be here.
And we'd like to thank you for tuning into this podcast. If you enjoyed our discussion about the RCMP longitudinal study, you can check out some of our other podcasts and additional information on the topic on our website at ptsslab.ca. For more details and specifics on this study, the full paper is available on our website as well. Have a nice day.